Social media has created a unique opportunity for a coalition of journalists and data watchers from ProPublica, WNYC News, and Google, among others. Together, they have assembled a pop-up newsroom at the City of New York CUNY Graduate School of Journalism in New York City called Election Land. They're watching for potential problems at polling sites across the country. WNYC Senior Editor for Data News, John Keefe, joins us now from Election Land. So, Mr. Vigilant, what are you seeing through your window?
We're seeing a lot of long lines already at the polls, a lot of broken machines, poll books not in the right place. Some of this is typical, right? It's the way things do happen on election day. It seems that it may be compounded by the interest in this election, the enthusiasm, and possibly, when we're keeping an eye on it, because of changes and confusion over voting laws. We've had some of the first changes in a presidential election with the voting laws since the 60s. So we're tracking all of that, trying to keep an eye on where the problems are. And the goal is to report on it while there's still time to actually address those issues.
So you're more interested in process than in tracking trends as an exit poller would be.
We're not looking at what the results are. We're really looking at are people having trouble voting. We're also keeping an eye on misinformation or disinformation. We had a story already today where Urban Outfitters actually tweeted out to a million people a voter guide that was inaccurate. We pointed this out to Urban Outfitters. They have since fixed their voter guide, but this is the kind of thing that we're keeping an eye on.
Well, I hope you get a free shirt out of that, John. That's actually a public service. You could get a lot of busy work out of people just, giving you false information. How do you determine what's real to act on and what's not?
That's a really good question. We have 1,000 people involved, more than 1,000 people involved in this project, and many of those are looking at verifying social media. We're taking text messages directly from folks as well, and we are tied into some election protection call center data. So we're actually seeing people who are calling up lawyers looking for help. That information is being shared with us. So there's a whole triage process that we're working on, and the most severe things we bubble up and then feed back to local reporters, and we're blogging about it actually on a nationwide basis as well.
Finally, do you see that there are any political activists, people of one party or another, attempting to crowdsource swings that might result in certain kinds of manipulation?
What we're really looking at, if that happens, we will likely see it. We've been rehearsing this for several days now with the early voting that's been happening in lots of states. So that's the kind of thing that we will likely see. I think early on here, what we're seeing is this issue of long lines. And we know that for a lot of people, if they run into a line that's going to be 30 minutes or an hour long, many people may choose to walk away and not vote. And that's part of what we're looking at. There could be many reasons for that. It could be because there are fewer polling places this year for whatever reason. Could be broken machines. That's all stuff that we're tracking in Election Land.
Peering through the Election Land window, WNYC Senior Editor for Data News, John Keefe. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.